Okay. So this is Jennifer Coppola, counsel to the Blight Prevention Board of Appeals of the Town of North Haven. This is a special meeting that's been noticed just for the purposes of approving the last set of minutes and also your meeting schedule for 2021. This meeting has again been noticed as a special meeting, and the notice and agenda that was posted on the town website did include information to the public to dial in and listen, as well as obviously all the board members and supporting staff have dialed in because it's being held by conference call via Zoom. And I just have just one very important reminder that when you speak, if you could please just state your name for the record and also your title. So if you're a board member as opposed to a staff member, if you could just note that for the record, because this remote meeting is being recorded, and the recording of the meeting will be uploaded to the town's website. So we are taking an audio recording, and it will be uploaded, so that way if any members of the public do want to listen to it at a later date, they are able to do so. So I am going to turn it over to the chair just to get things started. I do recommend, though, Lynn, after you make any introductory comments that you'd like to make, if you could please have the roll called, and then when the members hear their name called, if you could please just answer here. Okay, thank you, Lynn. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well with our pandemic. It's good to have everybody on the line, so thank you all for participating with this. We just have, if you could just state your name, Lynn Fredrickson, chairman, and who's next?
Me, Jim Iovino, vice chairman.
Steve?
Steve Miller, secretary.
Okay, other members of the board?
Jim Nesdale, board member.
Heidi Betzker, board member.
Kathy Grant, alternate.
Okay, I think that's everybody.
Do you want to do staff present?
Sure.
Lynn Tadowski, Director of Public Works.
Leslie Carney, board clerk.
Arthur Hausman, designee, White Defense Officer.
And that's us.
Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody. I hope you've all had a chance to review the minutes of the February 18th meeting. I didn't see any corrections or any changes or anything like that. Did anybody have any changes or corrections?
Jim Nesdale, board member, no.
Okay.
Jim Iovino, no.
Steve Miller, no.
Heidi Betzker, no.
Okay. All right. Very well. I will make a motion that we approve the minutes of the February 18th meeting. Can I get a second?
Steve Miller, second.
And any further discussion? All in favor of approving the minutes? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? It looks like they are approved unanimously, so thank you everybody for that. And we also have our meeting schedule for the remainder of 2020 as well as the following year for 2021. And I know staff went to a little bit of trouble to work around some of the holiday weeks and so forth so that we can have our schedule done this much in advance. So, thank you very much to staff for their efforts on that. And I would like to make a motion that we approve the meeting schedule as presented. Can I get a second?
Jim Nesdale.
Jim, I'll second.
Okay.
Pick one.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hey, Lynn, okay. For clarification, is it Jim Nesdale who seconded or Jim Iovino?
I think Jim Nesdale came in just a hair faster.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't know.
It was close. It was close.
Which is perfectly fine with me.
Okay, and so I think that's it. We have approved the meeting schedule again unanimously, so thank you, everybody. Does anybody have any concerns, anything you would like to say or anything like that? Silence. Okay.
Jennifer,
yes.
Coppola, your counsel. So we're sort of uncertain at this point what will happen with regard to your July meeting. If we could potentially meet in person, we will do that. There may still be social distancing rules that we're going to have to comply with. And so, going on, what the rules are, as it comes time to actually notice that meeting, we will decide on, again, whether or not it's going to be in person or whether we're going to proceed again remotely. I think we will, if we do continue the need to not hold public meetings, then, we probably will attempt to proceed with a remote meeting that actually has a substance to it for July. Please know that when we know the answer to that question, we will communicate that with you so you could plan accordingly. And also be, rest assured that, again, depending on what the rules are at that moment in time, we will make sure that we choose a suitable location. If, again, we need to maintain certain distance and so forth, that there's ample room to do that. Look for an email from us, to be sent as soon as we know how we're going to proceed. And I thank you all so much. I think obviously this went very smoothly. We'll make sure that, again, we need to do something remote for your regular meeting next month, that, it will run just as smoothly.
Okay. Jennifer?
Yes,
sir. Jennifer, Jim Iovino, I have a question going
yes.
forward. If we continue to have these types of meetings, is this time good for everybody instead of 7 o'clock at night?
This time works fine for me.
Doesn't matter to me, Heidi Betker, 7 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
you want to get a consensus that we will do it at 4 o'clock?
Jim, I didn't hear.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Again, Jennifer Coppola, I didn't hear a response from Jim Nesdale or Steve Miller. Can you go?
Jim Nesdale
okay,
with that as well.
Steve, you're okay, and Jim Nesdale. And then Kathy, is that that's a difficult time for you?
No, it's okay. It's just that it's on the meeting dates that we was handed out at 7. So I don't know if that makes a difference. And about, as far as the general public too, sometimes people work till later than 4. So I think that was the reason for having it later at 7. But for me personally, either time is fine.
Well, I think what we're talking about is just if we have to do this as a virtual meeting. I don't think anybody's considering changing the meeting time for the face-to-face meetings where we have public hearings and so forth.
No, that's Jim Iovino again. No, that was not my intent.
Okay. So just so that if, again, it would kind of depend on, if I guess what we would do in terms of changing meeting time is the affected property owners for the properties that you would undertake, we could contact them to see, if they're amenable to doing 4 p.m. And then it, your regular meeting time, your regular meeting would be canceled, and the 4 p.m. meeting, much like what we did for today, the 4 p.m. meeting would then be noticed as a special meeting. So,
okay.
You know, and that's the way we would handle it. The other thing you should be made aware of as well, that with the executive order regarding the suspension of the public meeting requirements, there are other requirements that we need to comply with, which includes putting all the meeting materials online. So if we were to have a remote meeting, then doing your typical meeting, all of your package materials that you receive, those would be uploaded within 24 hours, you know, before your meeting. So that way, interested members of the public, the affected property owners, they could see everything that you received in your packet. So, you know, that's part of the executive order. That's not it in its entirety, but that's, you know, that's an important piece, that those meeting materials are being uploaded to the town's website. And we also are not required to do paper newspaper notice anymore, pursuant to that executive order. We're posting the notices of meeting, notices of public hearing, and agendas. Well, agendas are always published on your website, but all those notices of meeting are going on your website within the time frame that we typically observe. So that's another piece of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know of that executive order what may remain, because there's been movement in the zoning realm to remove the publication of notice anyway. So we'll have to make the decision on the blight. I mean, there's other reasons why we do it in blight. Not that it's, you know, not that it's legally required by some statute, but we do it for other reasons, as you know. So we'll have a conversation about that, you know, if it becomes necessary to do so. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Thanks so much, everybody. And it's nice to hear everyone's voices. We appreciate your time.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved, Steve Miller.
So moved from Steve Miller and seconded by
Jim Nesdale.
Okay, Jim Nesdale. Perfect. We are adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody, and enjoy
Thanks,
the rest
everybody.
Of your day. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe.